Hey guys, it's your best five friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Steven. Steven's here for one of my favorite segments, Story of the Week. And of course, Rachel's behind the scenes somewhere. You can't see her, but she's here. Steven, welcome back to the show. Grateful to have you here. Wanted to ask you, what was your favorite story of this week?
My favorite story of the week was Errol Helwani from ESPN. He came out and he reported that the UFC was looking into scheduling a fight between Francis Ngannou, the heavyweight champion, versus the number one ranked contender, Derek Lewis. Now, the fight didn't come together, though, because Ngannou wants some time off. According to Errol Helwani, he had just won the heavyweight championship, you know, a couple weeks ago. Interesting, right? Because what the whole fan base wants, what a lot of media members want, what a lot of fighters want, and what these fighters involved in this thing want is Ngannou versus John Jones. But it looks like the UFC is starting to kind of push away from that, and they're exploring their options with Derek Lewis, who, if Jones wasn't in this division, wasn't moving up to heavyweight, Lewis would be like the rightful number one contender. And I don't think anyone would really argue that. It's just interesting because there's this whole fight between, you know, Dana White, the UFC, versus John Jones, and how much Jones has been getting paid and how much he wants to get paid. So just like another wrinkle in this storyline of Jones versus the UFC.
How would you feel, Steven, if they made that fight, Ngannou versus Lewis, which of course will be a rematch of one of the boringest fights in UFC heavyweight history?
I like the fight. Like, I like that Lewis gets the fight against Ngannou. I like all that. However, what I like more is Jones versus Ngannou. I seriously believe that this is the biggest fight the UFC can put on right now. It could be one of the biggest fights ever when you just think about the storyline behind it from the technical standpoint with these two guys. It checks all the boxes of a super fight. If money wasn't an issue here, Jones and Ngannou would have been made the night that he knocked out Stipe Miocic. Mm. However, it is obviously an issue. This is a promotion. This is business. Jones wants more. UFC wants to pay less. But if I have my way, Jones and Ngannou all day. But if I get Ngannou versus Lewis, you know, I'm not gonna cry about it. But yeah. I'm also, you know, I might, you know, be a little mopey a bit.
Do you feel like the rematch, if we got Ngannou versus Lewis, do you feel like it would be better than the first fight? Because I feel like maybe both of those guys have looked a lot better since they fought, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. Because a big reason it was so boring is just like they just seem to respect each other's power so much. Because, you know, everyone looks at Ngannou as the scariest, most powerful fighter in the UFC. Well, Derek Lewis, he's the KO king. He's got the most knockouts in heavyweight history. He's also tied for the most knockouts in UFC history. Right. So these are two just like explosively powerful guys going at it. So, I mean, is there the chance that it could be as boring as the first time? Yeah, for sure. I would hope that it wouldn't be. But it's kind of hard to tell at this point. You know, I don't really know.
Do you think somebody gets knocked out this time?
I mean, that's the only, it's either going to me, I think it's either going to be a super boring fight or someone's going to get knocked out, right? Those are kind of the two ways it's going to go. So if that's the case, yes, but I'm not ready to make a prediction.
What about this? How about this though? What if we got Ngannou versus Lewis and then the winner fought John Jones?
Well, so here's the thing is I just feel like if Lewis defeats Ngannou, and then it's Lewis versus John Jones. That's like a really fun, exciting fight too, but it doesn't feel like this big, you know, blockbuster fight that could be Ngannou versus Jones right now, right? Ngannou's coming off this massive knockout of Stipe, who many regard as the greatest UFC heavyweight of all time, and maybe even the greatest heavyweight of all time. He has so much momentum right now. If he beat Lewis, yes, that momentum will increase and it'll be even bigger, and probably Ngannou versus Jones would be even bigger. But you're risking Ngannou here. He's already lost to Lewis, right? And obviously, it was a very boring fight with very little number of strikes thrown. So although Lewis beat him, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was a win, but it's not. It wasn't like he blew him out of the water or anything. Right. But you're still risking this fight. And I just don't think we need to risk it right now. Why risk it? This is what everyone wants to see. Pay the man.
Pay the man. I like that attitude and that idea. I think they should pay the man too. And I will I'll do you one better, Stephen. I think they are going to pay the man. I think my story of the week pivots just off of yours in that John Jones suddenly, in a recent interview with Fight Hype, and this just happened today, Thursday, suddenly sounds very confident and positive about the negotiations with the UFC. I think that that is really good news because, you know, he didn't go on Twitter today and threaten to retire, right? He's not asking for other promoters to send him offers like he was last week, right? And he's talking about, I do think this, they get this fight done, the UFC. The story makeup about John Jones is that he's like a feelings person, which means that he can't help but to emote his feelings when stuff happens. That's why we get so many tweets, posts, and then deletes, right? And he seems pretty confident that the fight is going to happen, Stephen. Do you think it's worth $50 million, though?
$50 million, like 5-0, yeah, with them both getting 20?
Yes. Is he going to get 50?
I don't think he will, but I think that they'll meet somewhere. I think that there'll be negotiations. It sounds like, from his tweets and everything, it seems like he's shooting for Deontay Wilder money because he's mentioned Deontay. Well, it seems like Deontay got paid around $30 million for his fight with Tyson Fury, number two. So if he's shooting for around 25, 30 million, I mean, I don't know if he'll get that, but he also said he doesn't want to be paid 8 million. So if they come in the middle there and he gets paid like a 15 to 20 million mark range, I mean, I think John's going to have to negotiate a little bit on this side too, right? He's going to have to probably give up a little bit too. He's not going to get everything he wants. This is negotiation. So they can hopefully meet in the middle here, pay the guy. He absolutely deserves it. For a decade, he's been at the top of the sport for a decade.
Yeah.
Somebody that is viewed as one of the greats and by many people as the greatest of all time, to not be getting paid as much as, say, a Deontay Wilder. No, obviously, no disrespect to Deontay, but like, obviously, boxing and MMA is different. You know, there's 100 different promoters for boxing. There's one big promoter here for MMA. So you can have that whole argument. But at the end of the day, when you just think about it, the fact that our best guy ever is so unhappy with his pay, you know, just there's some alarm bells going off there, and hopefully they can rectify that.
Yeah, and the UFC, I think that they have paid. They pay Conor, right? They pay Conor to get an octagon. They pay him more than other people.
That's one person, though, right? Out of a right. roster.
Yeah, but they're going to have to do it more. The reason that people make more in the sport of boxing is mostly because of the Muhammad Ali Reform Act. It forces promoters to disclose how much they're making, and it gives leverage to the fighters to negotiate for that, amongst other things. It's important then, the UFC is obviously the biggest and best game in town right now. And if they want to continue that, I do think they're going to have to start paying people more money. I also don't know how this all works with, did you see the report that the parent company for the UFC, they want to go public? And then if you become a public company, how do you navigate all this and all that stuff? We've talked a little bit that offline, I think, you and I before, Steven. So I don't know how all this works out, but I do know they better start paying people a little more. This will be a good example of a perfect time to do it. John Jones is one of the biggest superstars in the history of the sport. He's at the end of his career. He looks great on Instagram, bro. Have you seen how beefy John Jones is? He's beefy.
Did you see him sprinting and how beefy yeah. he is?
He was scary, bro.
It's like Bowser and Mario Kart.
Dude, he's so big. I was running today at the track and I was like, I'm kind of like John Jones, you know, because he looks so big all of a sudden. He went from being like skinny as a rail to just being just like huge. Yeah. And also in his interview with Fight Hype, he said he wants to be bigger than Ngannou on Fight Night.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? He did also put out a post a little while ago where he finally did a little bit of like MMA training, a little bit of conditioning, and he lost apparently like 5-10 pounds, something like that. So yeah. I think he'll get to his max and he'll start training for a fight and probably yeah. lose it, some of that anyways.
Man, I think the John Jones moving up to heavyweight is the most interesting and noteworthy storyline that's happening in the UFC as far as fights go. And I think that Dana White is already easily the best promoter in MMA history and arguably the greatest promoter in combat sports history, maybe. Be him or Bob Arum in boxing. But I'll say that they get the fight done, we get to watch the fight, and we get to cover the fight, and I think that's awesome.
Could you, if they fight by July, could you imagine this, or July or August, within that time frame, we're getting Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal, Conor McGregor, then we'll get John Jones, Francis Ngannou. We're getting all these big stars coming up here. This is what we want.
And don't forget Jake Paul versus Ben Askren.
How could you forget? How could you forget? I haven't forgotten.
We'll never forget. I'm excited about that. That fight's coming up. We might be talking about that next week. But until next week, he's Stephen McCarty. I'm Kelsey McCarson, and this is Real Talk.